A massive ridge of mountains created a high spine down the land east of Salamandastron. In the foothills to the south, they gave way to swamplands, which in their turn led to the dunes sweeping in from the west. The early noon sun was causing grasshoppers to chirrup and rustle in the rock-strewn foothills. Farrago, the assassin, sighted his skinning knife at one insect which was about to leap. He flicked the knife expertly. His aim was good. The keen-edged blade sliced the grasshopper in two. The knife point was still quivering in the ground as Farrago pulled it free and wiped it clean on the grass.
That's one grasshopper won't jump anymore,
he chuckled.
Am I not right, Migru?
The stoat nodded vigorously.
Aye, chief. 'Twas a grand throw.
Farrago sheathed the weapon in the crossbelt he wore diagonally across his chest. Two other knives were encased there, each as sharp and deadly as the one he'd thrown. Smiling, he rested his paws on the broad belt supporting his short kilt of skins. He had grown taller and more sinewy than other weasels. The season seemed to lend an extra sparkle to his eyes, which were light, brilliant blue like a fresh spring sky. Beautiful, almond-shaped eyes, with deep laughter creases etching their corners. Many a stranger had met death through the deceit and vicious cruelty which lay behind those innocently smiling eyes. Every weasel, stoat, rat, ferret or fox in his army of corpse-makers knew that the more Farrago the assassin smiled, the more evil and brutal he became. His reign of terror had spread and flourished in the southwest lands until the whole country trembled with fear at his name, Farrago. This summer, he had decided to push further north. None of his army dared question the odd decision, though they speculated in secret as to his reason for such a long trek. The horde lounged in the dunes and the foothills, some stretched on the sun-scorched sand and grass, others seeking the shade of rocks, apparently idle, but ever vigilant for their leader's commands. Disobedience to Farrago meant death. The assassin stretched luxuriously upon the dry, curling grass and closed his eyes, enjoying the still warmth of summer. One eye suddenly snapped open as he called to a weasel stationed in the rocks higher up.
Fiedel, keep your eyes peeled for my son Angoffa. Don't go to sleep up there.
Fiedel made a show of scouring the terrain north and west before shouting back down.
I'll let you know as soon as Klitsch and Gopher show up, master. Don't you worry.
Farrago's reply gave the lookout good reason to stay awake.
Oh, I'm not worried, Fiedel, but you should be, because if you miss them, I'll skin you alive with my knives. Keep those eyes open now. There's a good weasel.
It was a plain-spoken, matter-of-fact statement. But every beast within hearing knew that the assassin was not joking. Farrago seldom joked, even though he did smile a lot. Deathbrush the fox and his six tracker rats loped in from the south. He heard Fiedel announcing their sighting from his high perch.
Deathbrush and the trackers coming in, master.
The fox stood by as Farrago, still lying down with his eyes closed, questioned him.
You have not brought Dingai and Thura back with you.
Deathbrush was weary, but he did not dare sit or relax.
No, master. We tracked them for 2 moons. They have gone east, into the flatlands on the other side of these mountains.
Farrago's paw strayed to the handle of his favorite knife.
It does not please me when my orders are not carried out.
Deathbrush tried hard to stop his limbs trembling. He swallowed hard, licking at dry lips.
Master, we searched night and day without rest. They must have found a way to cross the south stream. That is where I lost their tracks. I thought it would be better to report back to you rather than get lost in strange country.
Farrago opened his eyes. He was not smiling.
You did right, Deathbrush. Rest and eat until tomorrow. Then you will go tracking again with your rats. But remember, I want Dingai and Thura or their heads brought back here to me. It is bad for the morale of my corpse-makers if they realize that deserters can escape my punishment and roam free. Do you understand?
Deathbrush gave a sigh of relief and nodded.
I understand, Farrago. This time I won't fail you.
Farrago closed his eyes.
Make sure you don't, my friend.
He smiled slightly and waved a paw in dismissal. Deathbrush went to look for water, his mouth dry with fear.